The Australian Poetry Slam National Finals wound up on the weekend. Every year about 1,000 writers perform their stuff for about 20,000 people across the country, from small towns to major cities, at warehouse parties, libraries, the Opera House even. Two performing writers from each region are then chosen to represent their community in a state final, and then two state finalists are chosen to head to the Nationals. Finally, after all the poets are pitted against each other, performing at the Sydney Opera House, a national champ is chosen, and I'm pleased to say the champ is here. Sohab Z. Khan with us now in the studio. Welcome to Breakfast. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, James. It's great to be here.
We've got your microphone on now, so tell me.
That does help the situation, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah, especially for poets.
Yeah.
What is Poetry Slam?
What is Poetry Slam? Essentially, Poetry Slam is... It's very different to written poetry in the sense that it's poetry designed to be heard opposed to be read. That's the main difference.
And it's not rapping.
It's not quite rapping. There are hip-hop influences in certain artists. I take a lot of influence from hip-hop. That's where I started my passion for poetry. But no, it's not quite hip-hop.
And is it a new genre?
No. Generally speaking, I think it's been coming up in the last few years. But as far as I'm concerned, poetry slamming has been happening since day one. You know, even before we used to write poetry, we used to be reciting it to one another. And, you know, competition is just a normal part of human being society. Mm. So, you know what, my poem's a little bit better than your poem and your poem's better than my poem. You know, it just seems natural that poetry slam was always a thing.
It's interesting that you make the distinction. Poetry slam is poetry that's to be... read aloud, regular poetry, so-called, is one that isn't to be read aloud. I mean, we do read aloud regular poetry, don't we? But I guess more often than not, it's the voice of the mind where we read it. So, I mean, what range of different kinds of poetry can come out of a poetry slam competition?
Just about everything, you know. There's so many different emotions. There's so many different stories being told, and I don't think that there's no such thing as a slam poem or a spoken word poem. It's more the sense that you're expressing yourself and the poem is more generally going down that particular path. Am I making sense?
No, you are. is it that total freedom that, you know, that literally a blank canvas that can go anywhere? What attracts you to the format?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's this opportunity to generally say what you want to say. You've got 2 minutes. Like, I mean, the beauty of the fact
is that a rule? There's a 2-minute rule.
For the national finals, yeah. There's a 2-minute rule. You've got to be under 2 minutes. Once you go over 2 minutes, you lose a point. And no one wants to lose points now, do we? Yeah.
Now I can appreciate the difference between poetry slam and the more classical poetry. Yeah. It's point scoring. You don't have points with, you know.
It's point scoring. Generally, the way it works with the national final anyway is you choose 5 judges at random in the audience. You get a score between 1 and 10, and whoever just happens to be lucky enough to get the top score wins.
So, can you give us an example?
Of?
A 2-minute poetry slam.
Of course.
The one you did at the Opera House. I've got a clock here, so I can give you a point deduction if you go over.
All right, you let me know if I go over 2 minutes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, cue.
It's evident. From our decadent dividend-driven dollar days that we always need someone new to blame. Whether it be refugees, Aborigines, television twerkers or Muslims in burqas, it could just be that the worst is in us. In God we trust, but maybe God trusted us just a little too much. Because we kill in his name. Nah, we kill because we kill. We kill because we can. We kill because your Gaza homes are on my holy land that my God gave to my chosen people. We kill because warlords declare war holy on infidels and really we're killing for oil wells. We kill because cops kill kids because color lines somehow seem to define who is and is not equal. We just people. And Australia, I know why you're afraid. Because the last time boats came, they carried Terra Nullius terrorists and left heads slain like ISIS. And left a generation stolen who now sleep on sidewalks, trying to put back broken puzzle pieces at the bottom of booze bottles. Boston bombs blue mines while Baghdad bombs barely make headlines. We live in interesting times where geographical location somehow is an indication of the value of a life. Third world lives lost might as well be livestock, for they're putting cost columns of conglomerate company spreadsheets to see whether saving lives is economically viable. Tribal mentalities have caused geopolitical genocide of the most grandiose scale. Question. When did human lives go on sale? Riddle, if multinational logging corporations slaughter Amazonian Aborigines and no one is around, their screams still make a sound. See, I've found that most of us live our lives in boxes. We've built these boxes to block out external factors, like facts that 33% of the world's population is considered starving. And it's hardly acceptable that we have this conceptual idea that survival of the fittest means we leave our brothers behind. But when did the fittest become the fat cats for a dream that we have leaders that'll lead us rather than bleed us dry? And I would love to tell you everything is going to be all right, but honestly, sometimes I just don't know.
Bravo. Wonderful. That's fantastic. And you know, you made it by 1 second.
Did I? There you go. 159.
159. No points deduction.
Great.
Very political.
It's not necessarily very political. It's more, that's just what I feel like writing about. You know, it's not that I'm going out to write a political poem. It's what I see in the world that's happening at the moment. It's how I want to express myself. So it just happens to be political. And I think I apologize if I put anyone in a bad mood first thing in the morning, but I think we need to think, don't we?
Yeah. Well, and you're off to Bali and China?
Yeah, I'm off to China in March doing a literary festival over there. Bali this time next year, and I'm off to Dubai for a festival on Monday. So that's good fun.
Good stuff. Yeah. And you're from a country background?
Yeah. I'm born in Sydney, but raised pretty much in a small country town called Yenda, which is just outside of Griffith, had about 900 people there. And an amazing, amazing place to grow up.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yenda Poetry Slam champion, now Australian champion.
Yeah, why not?
Zohab Zikhan, thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Thanks, James.